DDD JJJ 666. And this is Hipsters Suck. And you know, I own a record store. And yet I own records. I should just sell everything. And then if I need to play it, I'll just borrow it from the store. But I don't need to store it at my house. And yet, anyway, there's a phenomenon that happens at my store. Maybe it's ageist of me to say this. And I'm not sure what drives it, whether it's Social Security payments, SSI payments, cycles of the moon. It seems like two, three times a month, something happens at my store that I call Old Man Day, where there's an unusual amount of old men. Now, I want their money. I'll take the old man money, but sometimes it could be a bit much. And recently, on one such day, an old man, probably in his mid-70s or so, came in with his two adult children, who are probably in their 40s or 50s. And they were tolerating him shopping for records when they themselves appeared to have no interest whatsoever. But they're being cool about it. And we have some 7-inch records in boxes behind the counter, and he asked if he could see them, and I said, sure, let me start you with this one. And he started looking through it, and then I went and was doing some work on the computer and various other things. And he finished looking through that box, and he said, next box. And I said, what's the magic word? After which his kids noticeably started laughing. And the guy said, oh, please, can I see another box? Wow, people in the Northwest are tough.
potato man. Go do what you can. Try to make it better.
young man's fancy says, come on, take a chance. Marijuana is styling. On the front pages of the magazines we trust. Thank you.
complications. Not temporary. I'll never learn to tell them apart. I'll never learn to tell them apart. My understanding has lost its insight. I'm making errors and judgment again. An indecision.
depths of depression. The sun is merely a dark cloud weighing me down. I worship your hand. You must I experience. You must I perform. You must die for me.
Hi, this is DDDJJJ666, and this is Still Hipsters Suck. Wow, people from the Northwest are rough with their passive aggression. What do they even mean, ever? We don't know. We need someone from Boston or Detroit or Philadelphia to translate it for us in direct terms. Oh, the roughness of the Northwest, as exhibited by the synth pop of Moev, doing In Your Head from Zimmerkampf. And yes, many definitions of the Pacific Northwest include British Columbia, where these people are from. I like to have my definition of the Pacific Northwest be whatever I feel like playing on that show. Before this, Telepaths did Must I Perform? You must, or there wouldn't be a record. And that's from their subtitled 7-inch pre-Blackouts, featuring William Rifland. Before that, Neo Boys, In That They Are All Girls, did Rich Man's Dream from their self-titled 7-inch. Before that, Images in Vogue did Breaking Up from the Educated Man EP, featuring Kevin Crompton, later Kevin Key of Skinny Puppy. And you can sort of hear the blueprint of Skinny Puppy in the synthesis if you listen carefully. New Words before that did Pearls from the First Waves EP. Well, it says it's an EP. I think it's technically 1 second short of an LP. Also, Christian New Wave. Hooray, because they quote Acts. I also like to quote works of fiction, but usually not the Bible. Before that, Theater of Sheep did Glamour. And then in parentheses, I Want to Be Lovely, from A Quiet Crusade from Portland, Oregon. And they are REM adjacent, but that album's from 83. So they didn't have much time to copy. And true fact, DDDJJJ666 owns this record, but no REM records. How meta. Before that, a rancid bat did Cranium Casserole Puke on My Face, which is my current state from the Stampeding Cattle LP. No Means No, one word. From Victoria, BC, did Try Not to Stutter from the Betrayal, Fear, Anger, Hatred 7-inch. All Things Inspired in Me by the President. Before that, Paul Nelson did Automated Man. R.I.P. Paul Nelson from Portland, from the Vortex LP. Before that, Cinema 90 did In Ultraviolet from the Seattle Syndrome 2 LP. Minimal Synth, Secret Weapon. We started off with Smegma, Madness Mambo on Pigs for Lepers. Did it help them? Call me at 666 if you're a leper and a pig helped you. And, you know, it's like my mom always used to say. She used to say, Erzatz Pacific Northwest Sun, because she used to call me Erzatz Pacific Northwest Sun. Erzatz Pacific Northwest Sun. Always end on a record that features someone playing a guitar on the cover. Thank you.
My name is Elton Freis, and I'm a person in long-term recovery. On October 24th, 2018, at the age of 22, I made a decision to go to treatment one final time. I have not had a drink or a drug since that day. I was introduced to 4D Recovery, a sober club for adolescents and young adults that offers free recovery support services, peer mentorship, and community recovery centers. At 4D, I found the connection I was longing for and some much-needed stability. After I had achieved the recovery requirements, I began working at 4D as a peer mentor and eventually worked my way into a leadership role. Today, I am 4D's Washington State Director, growing recovery services in my hometown of Vancouver. More information at the number 4-D-Recovery.org.
Are you a music fan? Well, of course you are, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to X-Ray. I mean a real music fan. The kind who loves the history behind it and a wide variety of it. Do you just like older music from back before algorithms made every new song sound the same? Do you like breakfast? Well, if you answered yes to any of these questions, why not crack some eggs, put on some coffee, and start your Saturdays with Raise a Glass, your musical almanac. Find out who passed away on this day, what notable albums were released, an eclectic mix of tunes with a little history and trivia thrown in. That's Raise a Glass with me, Jim Fisher, Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on X-Ray FM.
Talk and civics during the day, arts and music in the evenings and on the weekends. We call it the Mullet Model, and since 2014, volunteers at X-Ray have been working to put a microphone to the best